Check it out.
Oh, shit. Testes, testes, 1, 2. to my sound check, it works. Shit, serious, man. Get your shit together.
This is real life right here. Real life. Welcome, everybody. This is Top to Bod Podcast. We're your hosts, Ken and Derek. All right, let's get started. So, a few days late on our
just a couple.
You know, just a few. But, yeah, which gave us a chance to record on the same day that Colorado played. Colorado Buffaloes. Coach Prime's team. And
apparently the only team that matters in college football these days.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. Between Caleb Williams and Colorado, like, who the fuck, you know, you don't see celebrities at any other game unless, you know, that's their alma mater. But, yeah, I do find it funny that last season, motherfuckers didn't even know this college existed, which is wild.
Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fucking Colorado. Why was I about to say motherfuckers ain't know about Colorado since Drew Brees played there, but I forgot that's Purdue.
I don't think that's the same.
They just got the same colors. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so Oregon just destroyed Colorado 42-6. Really fucked up some bets out there. A lot of people thought Colorado, or assuming Colorado would win. I saw it coming.
I mean, you have to ignore the fact that Oregon's ranked 10th. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd have to kind of throw that out the window to be like, oh, Colorado about to whoop them. They about to whoop them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really mad about this shit, though, because I was going in to bet on this shit, especially once I saw comments for the whole game. Like, oh shit, they're about to go undefeated. They're gonna beat them. And then I was on DraftKings, and I was trying to get some ridiculous bets going because those are usually the highest paying. And one was for Bo Nix to have 3 TDs. Yep, totally second-guessed myself on that one and fucking didn't pull the trigger.
Bet you didn't think Travis Hunter was going to be live streaming NBA 2K while his team's down 35-0.
You know what? Not surprised at all. You think he's going to watch some tape when he, you know.
He's not like, on the fuck this. I'm out for a couple weeks. Fuck this shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't. That's so crazy. I'm really curious because I don't even know what their fucking schedule is for the rest of the season. But from what I saw before, looks like they got a few more losses that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the duck? The duck come out with the shades and the hat and then fucking lost his head. Like, literally. Like, it fell off and then he just kind of ran off. Feathered tail tucked between his legs. You didn't see that shit?
No, I didn't see that shit. But I tell you what, looks like they're up for another loss next Saturday, because they're going to see USC.
Oh, shit.
For those of you who have been paying attention, you know who plays for USC?
The future Arizona Cardinal, Caleb Williams.
I wouldn't say Arizona Cardinal, maybe the future Bear. Like, there's a good chance he might be a future Bear, especially after the recent comments that were that were put out there. Or no, it wasn't just like comments. It was like in a legit post post game press conference, wasn't it?
Yeah, like there were cameras there and shit.
Yeah, where he it wasn't something that he this wasn't a Ja Morant situation where he just put the shit on IG. No, Justin Fields really did say, like, I don't know, maybe it's scheme, or maybe it's coaching, maybe it's scheme. I don't know.
Right.
Motherfucker, if you have receivers open and you're not throwing it to them, or you decide to run, it's not scheme.
Right.
It's not. I'm sorry. It's you true. Can blame it on coaching and all that shit, but
questionable throws and open players that are being missed. I feel like when you miss an open guy, it's not the coach. Like you should have pressed triangle instead of circle.
Right.
Sometimes like, it's that fucking simple.
At least throw some picks or something. Throw some picks, motherfucker.
Right. Like, that's how you know you're not throwing a good pass when nobody catches that shit.
Right. Throw some picks. Just something. Show everyone that you're at least trying to get the ball out or something. But damn, just putting it on, you know what? Maybe it's not me.
Right.
And that's the thing that people kind of, you know, kind of turn their nose up at with, what's his, Zach Wilson from last season. Yeah. Whenever they lose, you know, you get some dumbass reporter.
Yeah, well, maybe it was the line. Didn't he blame the line?
He didn't necessarily blame anybody, but he didn't take accountability.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of starting quarterbacks in a loss, they'll be like, they see they could have done better or whatever. And he was like, no, it's not on me.
Right.
he straight up said, no, it's not on me. Like, I think that was what the reporter was like, you know, do you think you could have done better? Or, you know, this loss might have been on you. He was like,
Nope.
I did my job. Like, motherfucker.
Right. My job was getting picked high in the draft. And I did that. I fooled you motherfuckers. I'll tell you this about Fields, though. Like, the coach is still there. And I'm pretty sure the quarterback draw play count just tripled when he blamed him. He's like, oh, bitch, it's my fault? Well, now you're carrying the ball 30 times.
Yeah, it's something.
He's definitely calling at least like 20 quarterback draws on Sunday.
No, it's either gonna be that, or they're gonna be like, "All right, well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna do some more passing plays, and or just give him the playbook." But like, all right, just throw some.
Like, and I know
some ridiculous nothing but go routes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
right.
know.
I forgot who it was. It was. This one of these announcer fucking athletes was like, well, you know, when you have a quarterback like Fields, you got to give him 5 plays. And when he gets those 5 plays down, then you introduce another play. Like, motherfucker, this is not Madden. This ain't Madden. Your team is fucking trash. You go out there, and this is his second year. Like, there has to be some type of improvement.
It's his third year.
No, it's not. It's yeah, his third year.
He got drafted the same year as Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. It's his third year.
Damn, that's even worse.
Yeah, because a lot of quarterbacks would, like, I think it was Josh Allen and like Pat Mahomes, and you know, they've even said usually by like the third year it starts to click, and looks like it's not clicking. And, you know, some people, you know, well, a lot of people, they just peak in college. And that's, you know, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, let's just hope you paid attention in college. There are certain, you know, pro quarterbacks now that you saw how they did in college. And, you know, they got to make it in football. Like, what was it?
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud, who fucking failed his exams or whatever.
Yeah, and he already has more 300-yard games than 300-yard passing games than Fields.
Yeah, so
he's only played 2 weeks, 2 games.
Yeah.
Because Fields has zero. But you know what? I will say this about the Bears. You know, with all this Fields shit going on, they did get robbed for $100,000 worth of equipment and shit last week.
Oh, did they? What'd they actually lose?
Well, they stole all kinds of equipment, miscellaneous items.
Miscellaneous.
But I'll tell you what they didn't steal. And that was the mics.
I thought you could say the playbooks or something, but no, that.
Yeah,
no, that
leave them sense. Shits. None of them plays work. supposedly, you know, they broke in, fucking stole mad shit in there. Who the fuck knows? Probably stole the jugs machine, maybe a couple Whirlpool ice baths, maybe. Like, I don't know what you steal. HGH. Some performance enhancing drugs that they fucking keep stashed around in there. That's what I would imagine. Somehow it summed up to 100,000. But, you know, the security team and all that, you know, everybody's mic'd up. You know how this is.
Right, right.
When we distribute mics, we don't fuck around. Everybody gets a mic. So, needless to say, they were mic'd up. And, anyways, you know, in the middle of it, the security guard walked in on it. And anyways, this is what the mic picked up. I do apologize, but this is mid robbery. Kind of sound like a bit of an amateur.
Oh boy.
Job, but anyways, this security guard, Mr. Fisher. Douchebag with the bangs. I'm sure everyone listening.
Wait.
The douchebag with the bangs.
Wait, so his son has bangs? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Fuck the robbery. Hold on, this motherfucking son's got bangs? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. I mean, don't get at Mr. Fisher shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's had security over at Chicago.
Fuck all that.
Yes,
like,
what the fuck, bang?
Like, they're probably listening to the surveillance footage or looking at it and like, hold on, your son got fucking bangs, dude.
Like, I'm just saying, that's, you know what I'm saying? He takes his job serious, and it's sad he had to go through that.
Did they take the playbooks? Like, nah, they didn't touch them motherfuckers. What'd they take? I don't fucking know.
They didn't steal nothing
of importance. Like, none of this shit's getting used. Like, everything's still in its wrapper. Like, that's probably why they fucking took it. It's all new shit.
Right. It ain't like they have a whole bunch of trophies. Which it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you watch Hard Knocks at all. But, I mean, I started to watch it. Now that I know how it ends with an Achilles injury, like, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of funnier to watch. Not that Achilles is funny. Like, that's not funny. But it is, you know, you're watching and you're like, yeah, y'all don't even know that this party's about to be over really quick. But Rodgers was like, yeah, you know, that trophy in the lobby. That one trophy the Jets got, he was like, that trophy looks alone, looks lonely. And then he proceeded to tear his Achilles, and it's going to stay that way. It He said his treatment's going well. He was able to move a toe or some shit like that.
That's fucked up.
That is a real thing. They did say a procedure went well. I don't know what that means. But, yeah. That wasn't on Hard Knocks. That was in real life.
Yeah, I got that. I put that together. I did put that together. So, this past Thursday, the 49ers did the Cowboys a favor to beat the Giants. 30-12. And just like, I think this is going to happen just about every game until this motherfucker either like wins a ring or it's like the whole Steve Young thing all over again. But yeah, people throwing a lot of shade at Brock Purdy. You know, just because he has the team around him or whatever. And we've gone over this before. I don't know how many times we have to say it. But, you know, there's an analyst on, I guess, ESPN that it was funny because I was watching it and watching the video and he's got two other people with him and they're like the dude Nick that has a real punchable face, especially his nose.
He does have a punchable face.
You know, he says that they say to him, they go, oh, well, how do you think he's got a little bit more? Are you going to give him a little bit more credit for what happened tonight, you know, the win tonight and all that? And he was pretty much like, no. Like, he was like, there was a moment where I thought it was funny because the other two guys kind of looked at each other like, really? He's really? Because he was like, I guess I'm not allowed to disagree with anybody. And then when he said that, everyone, you know, they both looked at him like, this bullshit again. You know, you turn your face up on somebody like, oh, here we go again. But yeah, and I guess he expects every quarterback to be 100% perfect, this and that. And of course, he's brought up how he's got weapons around him and all that shit.
A lot.
And, well, I mean, look at the other teams. Like, look at, for Jalen Hurts, for example. Okay? Nobody's going, oh, he's got a stacked team around him. So if he didn't have that, he wouldn't be in the situation he's in. And it all comes down to, I think, it's where he was drafted. If this was Trevor Lawrence that's won his first 8 games, made it to the NFC Championship game, they would be singing a different tune right now. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. He got drafted in the second round. I think it was like, well, I forget when.
No, he slipped in that draft. It was crazy.
Yeah, but he still got picked up in the second round.
And then Jerry Jones want to talk about, oh, yeah, he was on our radar, but he didn't fall far enough. Like, didn't fall far enough? What the fuck? When did you think you were going to scoop him? This isn't a fantasy draft. Motherfucker wasn't falling in the 5th round.
Right. But I guess that's probably why he made the move for Trey Lance. Like, oh, we got to, you know.
You know what, though? The Purdy thing, it's not going to go away. And I do feel like it's not all crazy either. Like, to compare him to Hurts is a little wild because Hurts was legit, you know, MVP, an MVP candidate. Like, he was, you know, had he not got injured last year and missed those games at the end of the season, he was the favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah, but look at the team he has around. That's a
different tier of, you know what I'm saying? This is my thing with Purdy. It's not hating. I don't necessarily.
Usually when someone says it's not hating, every time usually it's followed by hate. Good, good, good. Let's hear it.
Right. Anytime it's like, So I'm not going to say anything ignorant, but, and then it'd be something ignorant.
No offense, but then start being offensive. Go ahead.
but no, he there be some throws that he makes where you're like, man, You make that throw. If you, there's certain thing parts of his game that he just needs to tighten up. That's all. It's not.
No,
and I feel like because McCaffrey's been so good that it kind of overshadows what Purdy does. Because when you look at the streak that McCaffrey has and how much success he's had, you know, if you were to say, you know, who's more like who played more of a role on this winning streak, you can make an argument that it was McCaffrey, you know, because ain't nobody really worried about Purdy. Now, he did have a good game, but there just be some throws where I'm like, man, if you ain't get bailed out them couple of times, but it's kind of like Dak, where it's like, man, if Sauce ain't dropped that pick six.
No, I get that, but that is the whole point of the receiver, is to kind of make those catches. Like, and the reason why I brought up like Jalen Hurts, it's not like he has a garbage team around him like Tom Brady had, where you couldn't name three of their fucking receivers. No, Jalen Hurts, Quez Watkins, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, their fucking defense that was built around Georgia, the Georgia college team. Like, he has got a stacked team around him, which has allowed him to do as good as he has been. Now, if he would have pulled some Tom Brady shit, where you didn't know half the fucking receivers, aside from, like, go back to the Super Bowl runs, like Tom Brady's runs. Who did you fucking know? Oh, you knew fucking Gronk, Aaron Hernandez, because what happened in the news, but Randy Moss. But those weren't – he didn't have all those weapons throughout every fucking Super Bowl win. He did have a good defense. But, yeah, these guys –
I mean, I don't know where the Jalen Hurts hate's coming from.
It's not a Jalen Hurts hate. It's a comparison. It's a comparison about
– but the thing is
– around him.
Now, right, but I think the Jalen Hurts shit – like, this motherfucker's damn near a running back and a quarterback. Like, it's not fair to compare Purdy to him. He's ahead of him. Like, he does a lot more for his team. Purdy don't be busting off 100 yards rushing. He don't be doing that 2-3 rushing touchdowns. Purdy don't do that
he
shit.
He doesn't have to.
Right, but you can't compare him to somebody that has done that. You know, it's just not fair for
team
Purdy.
Around him.
Right. But it's not fair.
Fair to fucking just, like, continue to fucking push him to the side just because he was Mr. Irrelevant pick. Like, the man's won games, and we've seen what the Niners look like without him under center. Yeah, he's got some questionable throws, but shit, a lot of quarterbacks got questionable throws. Shit, Josh Allen had 4 fucking turnovers in week 1 or week 2. So,
hell yeah.
That shit happened. That's part of being quarterback. Like, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to, you know, sometimes the defense capitalizes on it. Yeah. So, but yeah. I guess mean, he just has the, right. Like I said, it's going to be another Steve Young thing.
Right.
This motherfucker just got to win a ring before he starts getting respect, which is.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is with Stephen A. in Dallas. He's just going to hate on Dallas until they win.
Well, Super Bowl, that's kind of.
All right. Well, now I can't hate.
That's kind of warranted.
You know,
that's kind of warranted. Like, yeah.
Well, he just does it for the attention, you know, because he's a hater. But.
I mean, sure. Anyways, during the game, it was had a bit of a scary thing happen.
Oh, here we go.
So, Debo, you know, breaking tackles like he normally does, making big plays. He kind of, and I didn't notice at the time, I found out, like, in the post-game, you know, post-game interviews or whatever, that after, one of these plays, he kind of fell down. After getting hit by like 6 dudes, fell down on the football, a little awkward, and kind of hit his ribs a little bit. And he was down for, you know, got the wind knocked out of him. And if there's anything we know about Debo, he might be, as much as I love having Debo on the Niners, he might be a little dramatic when it comes
I was about to say, there is nobody more dramatic in the league than this motherfucker right here.
And, you know.
Like, they had the cart ready.
Just to show that this isn't one of those things where we don't have our own teams mic'd up. in situations. We do. We definitely do have our own teams mic'd up, and this is Debo after he gets to the sideline after falling on the football awkwardly. And I do want to apologize for this might affect.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, I almost died. It was so scary. Thank you.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
I had a realization. I've been alive for 24 years, and I haven't even done anything with my life.
Don't say that. Come on.
Done anything. Come on. I've never even jet skied off a waterfall.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So dramatic. And the fucked up part is that once he calmed down, he went back in that same drive and scored a TD.
Right.
So
that'd be the worst part about it. You got fantasy owners fucking holding their breath and shit. And I'm telling you, they started the cart up. They had the cart ready. Like, oh, shit, should we drive out there now? He's like, nah, it's Debo. Just, he does this. He fucking does this all the time.
I saw it and I was like, ah, shit. What? And I was wondering, like it's never good to see a motherfucker laying on the ground, but I was like, what the fuck happened?
You thought it was cardiac arrest?
Now, the way he was laying down, I was like, oh, shit, did his heart stop? Like, are all those are all those jokes finally coming back?
Right. Oh, like, no.
Like,
did he just pull a Bronny? Like, but you know, I mean, it is sad, but then when you go in there and fucking catch, it's just an insult. Like, you go in there and fucking just catch a touchdown. Like, motherfucker, you were just crying. Like, dead ass crying. And then he fucking just catches a touchdown, especially ready to get over it.
Yeah, beautiful catch, beautiful throw.
Thought he was Hamlin. Like, thought it was a Bronny.
It was crazy because he stays down, and I'm like, ah, here we go. I was like, I know this motherfucker be dramatic with his shit. But just to get up, like, get up, catch your breath, go in, and then catch, like, a 30-yard pass for a touchdown, I was like, okay, motherfucker, like, can you do without the dramatics for like, a second? Like, there's motherfuckers that legit, like Nick Chubb, where he kicked himself in the fucking ass. Where his leg bent the wrong way. Like, how do you kick yourself in the ass with your toe?
But you know, they said that that it was just the MCL. That's it. Not the ACL.
That's it.
Just the MCL.
That's it.
You got motherfuckers crying and shit, starting GoFundMes. He's never gonna play again. Shut the fuck up. It's just an MCL.
I do think it's funny when, like, people do start, like, GoFundMes for, like, celebrities. And I'm like, motherfucker, these are multimillionaires.
Right.
All
right?
Not to mention, like, when these motherfuckers get hurt, they put them at the head of the line.
Yeah.
So if you're there for the similar injury, whatever, maybe you're playing football or soccer with your friends or whatever, you hurt your knee, your ass is waiting until they're done.
Right.
So, yeah, they don't need your help. Like, they do not need your help.
And that's the whole purpose of having co-backups.
For real.
So when you see somebody's fucking knee fly off, it's like, well, next man up. Somebody peel this guy off the field.
But I will say about the Thursday night game, the Niners definitely look sloppy, especially, like, beginning of the second half. Yeah, penalties after penalties, that shit's got to stop. But the good thing is the rookie, seventh-round rookie wide receiver, Ronnie Bell, got his first TD, first catch of his career. So that's good. Also good to see that CMC wasn't the only fucking running back out there for the Niners. Like, holy shit. Thank you, Shanahan, for finally putting one of our other running backs in there to give that man some rest.
Yeah, but
damn, we're gonna need his ass later in the year. Fuck.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, the fucking Giants are trash.
They are trash.
And you know what? I don't even feel bad for them. Like, you, I understand they had to sign Daniel Jones. I'm not saying that's a bad move. But you just want to add Waller in there and expect it to just work. You don't got Mahomes.
Well, not just that, but, like, they gave him what he wanted. Like, Daniel Jones, no, didn't even blink. Was like, he was like, I want $40 million a year. They're like, okay. Like,
yep, we'll just take it out of Saquon's money.
For real. Like, and Saquon's like, hey, bro. Like, they're like, nah, motherfucker, you're going to get injured in, like the beginning of the season. Probably right. Come back.
And he did.
Like,
damn.
So that and we'll get back more on running back injuries in a second, but but yeah, that shit is wild. But during the game, they kept showing, I guess, film from, you know, the old Niners games, old, you know, it was a little bit
back when they played on a baseball field and shit.
Yeah, so they showed a lot, and one of the things they showed, you know, they showed John Madden drawing on the telestrator. Like, showing how, you know, John Madden used to always do that, like,
yeah,
draw plays on the screen to show all that shit. And they showed their updated version, their version of the telestrator, where they can draw on the screen all that shit. And dude draws a dick. He draws a dick on the screen, and then, like, I guess he catches himself and draws, like, lines to kind of get away from it being a dick. But how do you draw a dick on live TV and then be like, oh shit.
Okay, it's a fucking spider. Habit.
That's a spider. Like, I was like,
it's a habit. Like, I forgot I was at work.
Like, this is our version. Drew a circle with two lines, and I was like, oh shit. Right.
Matt ain't never drawn dicks. Now, he did, he did do, like, weird stuff, like the sweat competition with the linemen, but he ain't ever draw dicks. That's a different category.
Yeah, with Madden, you got to look forward to turducking every year and fucking him right. Pretty much teaching motherfuckers about the game.
And this motherfucker drawing dicks like it's a Raiders game. But, you know...
See, you always got to take shots at that motherfucker, man. That's...
I just was talking about a random team. I didn't say the Raiders for a particular reason. It was just
right.
a random squad. But
right.
Speaking of random shit, though. Speaking of random shit, what the fuck with the injuries in Dallas?
Yo, so, yeah, they lost Trayvon Diggs for the rest of the season. Torn ACL.
Yep. Preparing for the Arizona Cardinals. I feel like if there's ever a week that you can give your players off, it's this week. Like, motherfucker, y'all don't even have to practice. Like, they'll be here practicing like they're in the playoffs right now. It's the fucking Cardinals.
Yeah, it's like playing
Colorado.
It's fucked up because, you know, Dak's probably like, yeah, who's the bitch now?
I'm thinking that. Dak's like, yes, the motherfucker was picking everything off.
Who's the bitch now, motherfucker?
Right. If it wasn't for, because you think about it, if it wasn't for Diggs going off in practice, Trey Lance wouldn't be there. We wouldn't have Texas Trey.
That's probably one of the reasons why they're doing so good now. It's like all that shit going down. Him calling them bitches, like, oh, you want to call me a bitch?
Right. You calling me a bitch?
Calling
shit. And you did it on TV. Like, you
shit on the TV.
We're not going to bring that clip.
Talking shit on the TV.
Yeah, you know he saw the camera, too. Like, no, you're not just going to call me a bitch with the camera right here. And then toss them the ball like, yeah, just pick this off and you're a bitch.
Yeah, that shit's...
Yeah, man. He tore And you know the fucked up thing. So he tears his ACL in fucking practice. And then the center is having a great season. Had to get an MRI because he had to leave practice. And I'm like, what the fuck are these motherfuckers practicing on concrete? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, man, that's the importance of grass fields.
Yeah, I hate that. I'm getting tired of the fucking grass fields. Yeah. Yo, I get so tired of these motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, why are y'all? Yo, them if it was grass. Like, motherfucker. Yo, I don't know what pisses me off more. Like the people that be happy he's hurt, like yes, or the people that are like, well, you know, if there was soil, shut the fuck up.
Like, yeah, I'm wondering. It's like the center. Like, do they stop wearing those the helmet covers, the padded helmet covers? Like once the season starts, like oh fuck that.
Hell yeah. And you know, when are they going to start wearing ACL covers? The fuck's going on here? Like, how many ACLs got to be torn before we figure some shit out, a way of protecting your ACL?
Yeah, there's got to be something, like especially for like, I think Nick Chubb might come up with it, where
Nick Chubb might be the tester.
It doesn't allow your leg to hyperextend. I mean, that was more than a hyperextension. That was like a...
That shit was gross.
Yeah. They didn't even show it on TV, but I definitely saw it on on IG. They're like, oh, watch this motherfucker kick himself in the butt with his fucking... with his toe. Like, how do you kick yourself in the butt with your leg going forward? Like, that damn, shit's impressive. You just
kicked your ass.
Like, that's impressive.
Yep. And they won the game. No, they didn't. I already forgot.
Yeah, Dallas getting fucked up with getting ready to play the Cardinals. But what? What'd you say? Oh, okay. Turns out we did have a
here we go.
Did have a soundbite from the Giants locker room for Thursday night. Is this the Giants or is this Colorado?
Sounds very similar.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because, you know, this motherfucker, he's half asleep, so I just wanted to make sure. But, yeah, here's the soundbite from the losing locker room of one of those teams. I am sorry for those that this might affect.
And he kept the mic on.
Yeah.
Shout out to keeping the mic on.
Shout out to the band playing in the background too.
Yo, for real. Way to read the room. You know what I'm saying? Fucking awareness of 99. They were like, "Oh shit, get the violins, strings. Let's get the strings."
And the thing I find funny is like in these locker rooms. That should have been the fucking Bears locker room, honestly. But when they're telling each other it's not your fault, motherfucker, it's somebody's fault.
Right.
It's definitely somebody's fault. It's and the maybe coaches. Maybe if y'all took accountability, y'all would win some games. Like,
fuckers are trash.
Somebody's got to take accountability there. You can't just sit around in a circle talking about it's not your fault. Like, nah. Pull a fucking Justin Fields and, yeah, point the finger at somebody.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely somebody's fault out there.
Like, if there is a team that should be tearing ACLs in practice, it should be the Bears. Like, fucking try, or at least get, somebody needs to get popped with PEDs. Like, someone has to be trying to get an edge here.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that. Like
when you telling me nobody's fucking taking performance enhancing? You tell them no one is? That's a lie. I refuse to believe that. And I'd be pissed off as an owner. So you telling me we... That's the owner kicking the trash can. So you telling me we're fucking 0-2 and none of y'all, there's no drugs in here. No fucking drugs. We gotta clean
up. Of course there's not. That's why they're 0-2. Or 0-3, whatever.
It's bullshit.
So I guess Jonathan Taylor has been teasing his return. I guess the price got lowered a little bit for him to sign with the Colts or whatever. But I don't know. Did you hear the whole situation with Jonathan Taylor where they said he went to the team doctor and he's like, "Oh yeah, you're injured." He's like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "Yeah, you're injured. You fucked your leg up, man. You did something, but you're going to be out for like 4 weeks. Mandatory out for 4 weeks." And it's like, "Yo, I'm not fucking injured." But yeah, I beg to differ. But who knows? Maybe it's helping him because he did get injured like late last season. So it's kind of like, I think he got injured during the Vikings game.
Well, I mean, they said they lowered the asking price. Like, they're not asking for a first round pick anymore. So, I mean, I feel like they might actually get him traded now. Because asking for a first-round pick when McCaffrey ain't even get that is crazy. And so now that they're not trying to get a first, he might end up, you know, on the Cowboys.
Maybe if Jerry Jones pays cash with a pick, like that shit. I don't think that's going to happen because, one, I think he wants too much for – I guess for his, not just his position, but for like, you got a leg injury. So, and that was real. Like the injury he had last year.
His prime though. Like if there are years to have a running back, he's in those years that you want a running back of that caliber on your team.
So you think Dallas would probably pick him up?
No, because there's not enough money, but I do think there is a team that would. I just don't know which one it is because the team that I thought would have done it now has Cam Akers. So it's not the Vikings because they were like, "Madison, what the fuck?" Like,
what the fuck? Well, I mean, the Browns won't have Chubb. I'm still wondering if
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, if they're gonna bring in Khalil Hunt. So Kareem Hunt, whatever. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. But right.
You think about the Bears, and you think about Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt. Like, I'm wondering why that hasn't been done yet. Like, motherfucker, you saw the motherfucker kick his big toe was in his hole.
Here we go.
Like,
you know,
like, that, I don't know. That's why they didn't show it, because if the whole crowd was just completely quiet, you would have heard.
You know, you. See, that shit was serious.
Like, how did you?
You saw the outpouring. Yeah. Of tweets, because nothing says I'm mourning a loss like a tweet with the high five emoji.
Here's the funny the funny thing about tweets and shit is like everyone kind of gets up in arms like, "Oh, I'm gonna send a tweet showing that I give a shit."
Right.
They don't give a fuck about
And then I feel like it looked like the first person to do it. It's almost like, "Oh, you were just racing to be the first one." And then, oh, like, sure, all the ones after that, it's like, oh, well, y'all just did it because they did it.
Yeah, you just did it, but look, because LeBron said something. And who knows if LeBron really did say something.
Right.
But I do, that is kind of funny. You see a celebrity kind of comment on it, and it's like, oh, my God, he said this. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. And that's not even to mention, like, how many burner accounts are talking.
Do you realize what I just saw? This man's hole just got fucking...
Here we go.
Got big toe in his hole.
Here we go.
Like, you can hear the... Okay, that was the last time, I swear.
And they thought it was a legit career-ending injury. Motherfuckers are like, yo, that shit. Like, they ain't never seen McGahee's injury or anybody else's fucking nasty injury. Like, no, it's not his fucking last one.
It's, I mean, it very well could be.
It wasn't no damn.
Because if you look at it, that was his second time injuring that knee. And the last time he fucked his knee up, he got halfway to his hole.
Shazier, the one that was like paralyzed. Like, I feel like that's different. Motherfucker was paralyzed. This motherfucker just had his fucking leg bent weird.
Yeah, but when, as soon as your leg bends to that point where your big toe's in your hole.
Here we go.
Bro.
Here we go.
Serious. And that's the second time he fingered his butt with his big toe.
Nobody wants to know the first time.
So that same leg, I don't know. The saying that he's going to come back, he's not going to come back like AP. I don't think anyone's going to come back like AP. That motherfucker tore his ACL, came back, and had a record-setting season. That shit doesn't happen. It's not normal. So, yeah, I don't see him coming back and being the same back he was. So, yeah, I mean,
he's still fairly young, and it's just the MCL. It's not like he broke a bone in the ACL, MCL, and permanent nerve damage. Like, it wasn't nothing like that. It's not like his heart stopped. He just, you know what I'm saying? It was just an MCL. That should be good by next season, and he should be back out there. Right in time for his fucking one-year contract that he's going to get from the Browns, because running backs don't get multiple years anymore.
Right. That's part of what I'm saying, though.
Temp employees, like seasonal employees.
That's part of what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, with his – because I think they said the last time he injured was like 2018. So, and something that bad, yeah, it's just the MCL or whatever, but still, that looked pretty bad. Like, and I'm pretty sure OBD is like, yeah, that shit fucking hurts, don't it? And that motherfucker's out too.
Oh, Beckham?
Yeah.
OBD, I mean, he stays out. Stays out.
He's like, yeah, I got paid though.
The street clothes. That's Anthony Davis of the NFL. Street clothes.
You didn't even have to go there. I was like the old Derrick Roses were dress shoes.
It was a boot. It said the Derrick Rose fours, and it was a walking boot.
Yeah,
the Alex Smith. No, the Alex Smith. See, that was a serious one. Like,
that motherfucker almost died.
Like, he almost passed, and he ain't getting no tweets.
And meanwhile,
LeBron ain't give a fuck about Alex Smith's leg.
That motherfucker almost died. Meanwhile, DeMar Hamlin's like, I died.
Gotta leave this man alone.
That shit.
That's why when I heard, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, the shades and the hat thing, that's Prime's thing. I was like, no, that's Hamlin's thing. Like, y'all see him in the booth? Hamlin did the fucking shades and hoodie and hat before Prime did.
Like, for real. Like, that shit.
We're going to act like, you know, Hamlin was like, yo, so y'all going to act like I ain't exist last year?
Like, yeah. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Like, I'm just a co-backup now.
like motherfucker, if you were a starter, sure. But Hamlin's probably thinking like, all right, this shit, spotlight's done. I need to get on that field so I can die again. This time I'm gonna make it real. It's like, no, that would be.
No, that is fucked up. That is fucked up. But speaking of
that, so this coming Sunday, I guess. Well, today technically, by the time you hear this, yeah, it's gonna be Steelers Raiders tonight. I wish I could pick who's going to win that game. Right. I have a feeling.
It's the Raiders.
Yeah, I have a feeling the Raiders are going to take it to them. But then I can see the Steelers kind of doing their thing. But, yeah, I do think it's going to be the Raiders. And we have another doubleheader coming in to Monday. Eagles and Bucks are going to be the first game or the game to start out with, and then Rams Bengals. Do you think that the Bengals are going to be 0-3 after this game?
I mean, if they're relying on AJ McCarron, yes, they will definitely be 0-3. And fucking Burrow's got his calf shit going on, you know what I'm saying? But he's playing through it because he said, you know, he's not
a bitch.
He's not a bitch like Rodgers. He said that. He said it off the record, though, so we're not supposed to share that. We're not supposed to share.
Rodgers, you heard.
I ain't a bitch like Rodgers. So
you heard Rodgers' Achilles tear. That shit sounded dry. Almost sounded like you were ripping some paper. Like, that shit was dry. At least he still has his fucking Achilles.
Right.
And maybe it's just like, oh, man, I got this bad Charlie horse I can't get rid of. Motherfucker, right. If you don't stretch that motherfucker out, like Debo, when he plays in Mexico, motherfucker get, you know, one play, run right back to the sideline, lay down, have him hit you with a massage gun, get back out there. Like,
yeah, but you know what Chase said, that if Burrow's not 100%, they should keep him out until he is 100%. And because, you know, he injured this in training camp, and they still put him out there, and he hasn't seemed like he's 100%.
Right.
And now Chase has said, you know what, if he ain't 100, then don't put him out there. We'll take the losses until he's 100, ready to go.
Yeah, so, that would be the smart thing to do. Because at this point, it's like, you know, Ravens are 2-0. They're 0-2 currently. Like,
right, but that's the problem. Like, how many losses can they realistically take, you know, before you start thinking, all right, well, the playoffs is out of reach? It's the same Madden. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's see. I mean, when did he injure his calf during like training camp or whatever, preseason?
Well, I know he's day to day now, and he's saying that he most likely feels like he could play on Monday, but I mean, day to day is no guarantee. So I don't even, you know, he's obviously not 100%, even if he plays or doesn't play.
Because with their situation, he can realistically sit out these like Rams. They see the Rams tomorrow, tomorrow, which would be Monday. Then the following week would be Titans, Cardinals, and then Seahawks, and then they see the Niners. Like, he can realistically sit out for like 2 or 3 weeks and be all right. I don't think that him being out that long, I think he's hurting the team more than he's helping them. So if they have a backup QB in there with the squad they have, they should be able to get past the Rams. Because at that point, like, the Rams, their offense is kind of clicking. So, yeah, that defense got to step it up.
Well, I mean, I feel like with the Burrow situation, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's like the organization that's like, you know, pushing them, but, you know, he's been mic'd up and, you know.
Okay. I was wondering where you were kind of going with it. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's been mic'd up, and apparently he's been working with a new trainer as his grandfather. And anyways, his grandfather got him, you know, doing shit, not realizing that he's getting injured. Anyways, you know, that he's not even 100%. So anyways, you know, this is Joe Burrow with his new trainer.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. You keep digging.
I don't know why he sounds like a kid there.
So yeah, apparently the Bengals medical staff was talking to the coaching staff, and the coaching staff, I think they are pushing Burrow to come back. But here's a small snippet of them talking to the doctor. And yeah, I was a little bit surprised at what the doctor said. So.
Doc, you got to give us some good news.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, my goodness. The doctor didn't even sound serious about it. He's like, yeah, about that.
Anytime a doctor goes, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn the fucking chair around. Like, what the fuck? This is serious.
You know you're fucked when your doctor responds like that. Like, man, bro, just pack it up. You're not. You shouldn't start. Like,
yeah, I know it's Monday night, but if you're, I don't know, maybe it's just me. If you're day to day and it's fucking Saturday, like, I mean, what do you really think's going to change in these next couple of days?
Shit, you better hop in that hyperbaric chamber and fucking stretch your shit
hyperball
out. Your hyperbolic chamber with fucking Goku and Vegeta.
Get your fucking tendons right.
Get your shit together. Like, cause you know, in that chamber, that shit, time's different. Like, time passes by different. He could be in there for like a year, come out in a day.
Time and gravity, you accelerate the aging of it. Like, it's like putting a body part in a time machine.
Like, yeah, you're supposed to come back better. Like, you're an old man now. Like, came out Aaron Rodgers. Like, that shit don't make no sense. But yeah,
Rodgers, and he's trying some experimental shit, so I don't even know what to expect when he comes back. He of keeps course. Saying like, yo, this is some new shit, nobody's got access to this. Maybe there's
it's
a reason, because
everyone's fucking broke. Like, he's the only one that can afford that illegal. He's probably getting this shit worked on in like China or some shit like that. Like, oh, I gotta go to the Himalayas or something to see this doctor in the mountains.
He's doing some shit. Apparently, he discovered a way. So
he's
talking about him coming back for the playoffs. But I think I think. I
mean, the playoffs, sure. Like, that's still.
I think the playoffs is not even in the
few months away
in the forecast for them right now.
So we'll see about that. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we should see you, depending on circumstances, after the doubleheader on Monday. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma goodnight. Let your dog out the potty.
CTE is real.
Peace, motherfuckers.